What's good? You're listening to Culture Quest. Thanks for tuning in. This is where we ask the question, why are we like this? On this podcast, we explore culture, but specifically, you know, our culture, us, Bahamians, Black people, Caribbean people, all that good stuff. I'm MCK, and I'm here with the homie from Time, Jay, and the homie Proof, and we're going to talk all things us. You know, shout out to Solid Network, Season 2, we back at it. So first of all, we like to start the podcast with some show and proof. If we're going to talk about Bahamian stuff, then, you know, let me pull your card for a second. We are certified Bahamians. We can prove it. Jay, hit us with your Bahamian card. What you got?
Well, I'm a certified Bahamian because I know the old bear woman from Cat Island. So if I need to make somebody a chicken or make you go missing in the pine forest, I just know one person to call it an old bite.
You know them personally.
I mean, I can't give out no geographical location. Just know that one call.
That's it. Yeah, I got a message. You can keep that $20 you offer me. That's
it. Yeah, real. I'm trying to get caught up in association, bro. So, let's leave
the proof. What you got?
My Bahamian card stat. I picked fever grass fresh out my yard this morning to make my cup of tea for breakfast, baby.
All right, but you're good. You're straight.
Stop lying, though.
Fresh out the yard, bro.
Somehow, proof.
Dead serious, bro.
It's killing us.
Dead serious, bro.
You pushing it?
Yes, I boil it, but eat it fresh. Fresh for your grass, bro. But you already know what you're missing in a way.
I'm pretty sure I know.
Bad, bro. Like fresh from the bush, bro.
I feel like I know what I'm missing. I feel like I really know what I'm missing.
If you did, you'd be up on it, but when you're trying, it can put you on, but
everything is fever grass. So who can ever get sick? The damn piece sick or the dime. But anyway, shout out mommy. My Bahamian card, my mom used to pack slam bomb for me for lunch every day until grade 8. I have not eaten one since, but you know, certified. There's nothing more Bahamian than slam bomb. That's top 5.
With cheese or just
Bahamian things to put in your mouth? Pause.
Just bologna and dose.
Just bologna. Bread.
No cheese.
Time out.
No cheese.
She used to use the sausage with the red lining, right?
This is the sausage with the red lining, correct.
That's got to make sure, because if your sausage don't have that red lining on it, or in them thick sausage they use.
Yeah, ain't legit.
Yeah. The Black Dimes, I had that as like an appetizer. You take the red lining off first, or after. I mean, it depends on you and your personal taste.
But the catch is, though, you got to leave a piece of meat, just a little thin piece of
course,
meat.
Yeah.
On the right, you got to chew that up, and boom.
That's it. It can be the dessert. Or it could be an appetizer, get your palate ready. But nevertheless, I was eating plenty slam bomb. But yeah, that's our Bahamian proof points for the day. Today's episode, though, we got to get into it, is brought to you by Leslie Miller, the official pot cake of the Bahamas. Y'all just won't be too much. But seriously, today we're talking about cultural icons, right? So shout out to L Dog, though. We shout out cultural icons, so we really sort of leaning into like what makes someone iconic, right? So, you know, there's obviously all type of Bahamian figures, and I feel like Bahamian characters are like you know, shortage of Bahamian characters in our culture. No. But if we're gonna say they're iconic, then you know, what makes them iconic? Like, what are the criteria? Like, who meets these criteria? And so, yeah, we're going to talk about that and a whole lot more on this episode of Culture Quest, right? So, you know, the first question, I guess, is, like, what does make someone iconic in your opinion?
To me, I feel like to be iconic, you have to look at the impact of what this person or this entity then bring to the Bahamian culture. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing, we got to think of longevity, because we just have a lot of people that come and they just go like quick little five little WhatsApp status and that's it. some people don't stand the test of time,
right? So it can't be a fire, it can't be like a, you know, anybody home with the dog crack type of moment. Like,
no, you can't be like, you might have
no,
your little
no one-hit wonders.
No, right. Like no one-hit wonders.
don't know, they might get honorable mention, but yeah. So you're talking about impact, longevity, anything else you think would come into play and think like
iconic? Like, I feel like their name in and of itself should leave like a legacy. So even after whatever impact they have made, that time had passed, like you still remember them for this, you know what I mean? For this one particular thing or whatever this thing is. You know, there has to be some legacy to that, you know?
Like, I actually have this in here, you all, but Tropic Kids, R.I.P. to one of the GOATs, but whenever you say Tropic Kids, everybody's be like, oh yeah, Tropic Kids. Like, your name got to ring bells, even after that you done closed down.
I feel like Tropic Kids, for me, I feel like that was like a privileged sort of playground. Like, I was throwing rocket at the children, that was my fun. But I mean, I've been there a couple times, but it was so far out that it was like, Tropic Kids was in like my go-do. But bro, I can appreciate the Tropic Kids.
Bro, the last time we've been in Tropic Kids, my little brother, we was playing a basketball game and the game stopped. But he's continued to yuck the ball out. He yucked the ball out, then the alarm got off, dog. So like everybody that stopped, the whole ball pin looking at us, we there like, we either got to run or we get beaten.
So is y'all who calls Tropic Kids closed down then? That's what you say.
Contributing practice.
I think we can get into criteria a little bit later, but like when I was thinking about cultural icons, it made me think about fame, right? Like who is the most famous Bahamian of all time? And I've asked that question, you know, whom I've asked that question abroad, and the answers pretty much the same, but who would you say is like the most famous Bahamian of all time? Like famous, like globally.
I feel like we did come to agreement. I mean, I just want to throw names out there.
I think there's a general consensus here.
Yeah. Like I would throw no names to argue or nothing like that, but who you all thinking about when we say we all on the same
page? You got the floor, right, Honorable Jay Johnson. You got the floor. Go ahead.
I mean, only one Bahamian got an Oscar award and a bridge. Like, Denzel might have got awards, but Denzel ain't got no bridge name after them, though.
Not yet, no. He ain't got no bridge.
That's iconic. Like, for you to be over Denzel, got to be Sydney, though.
So Sydney boy, that. But I mean, that's a good point, because even like that's literally Denzel, OG. Right, like that's his goal. So, I mean, that's super impressive when you think about it that way. That even like this, the greats, great. So definitely, I think Sydney Poitier would probably be the most famous Bahamian. And then we got like Lenny Kravitz, but I don't know if he's like a Bahamian figure in the sense of like globally, like people know, oh yeah, you mean that Bahamian guy, Lenny Kravitz. I think he's famous.
Honestly, though. I think if you were to ask a non-Bahamian about Lenny Kravitz in association with the Bahamas, disconnect.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of like a fun fact more than like...
I think we claim him more than he claim us, to be honest.
No, but Lenny's being a Lutra. Lenny's Bieber Island him.
Walking barefoot and things like that.
You ever see Lenny?
Now, I don't see Lenny as much as I see Rick Fox.
And we mess with Rick, but Rick has got a bag, so I don't know. For me, like Rick getting a bag to be Bahamian, if we can look at it that way, like he getting a bag to like represent, true, be an ambassador, true, or whatever. So
I know, but
it's literally his job to be seen for them purposes, right?
Rick got how much ring? He got, I think he had 3 rings with Kobe.
I don't know. We need to get Rick on there, but I just want to talk about Kobe. But yeah, but Rick is obviously an ambassador. He's represent. But I mean, I just saying, I don't know if y'all ever see Rick out on the dock. I just said, I don't know if y'all catch Rick on the dock on a Friday, any given Friday. That's all I say.
I don't think they can get down and hang with the locals, not like that.
No, but you would catch
Hotel somewhere.
You would, I feel like we have more chance of catching Lenny Kravitz on the Port of Ski than and Rick Fox.
And then you got like people who are like doing it. Like I think Michael Caine, RIP. He was Bahamian descent.
Yeah, he's right? A Bahamian descent. Yeah.
Right. They're starting to come around to the Bahamian culture a little bit more towards the end or whatever. But I don't know. I asked someone and they just didn't. I asked someone abroad and they had nothing. So it just made me think about obviously we're a small country in the grand scheme of things, but like what are we known for? Like what is our thing in the global world? Is it arts? Is it food? What is it? Like is for instance, Canadians they have hockey.
Junkanoo. You know?
Jamaicans have
not even Junkanoo. Reggae. First, I feel like it either be track and field or Bahamian who let dogs out. I feel like track and field.
That's the case. Then we gotta put the Golden Girls on this iconic list.
I mean, I think that's a real case for the iconic, but I think that's a good point. Like, track and field might be our thing. And even then, you know, people debate if Jamaica better at it than us. I wouldn't say such a thing, but I think in
track and field, who let the dogs out, and then vacations.
That's our legacy.
Like when you think about it, everybody would be there like, oh, everybody go to the Bahamas or what's not. So I feel like we might be one of the most classic like vacation spots ever in the history of vacation. So that's like a call of fame. Like when you think about it, like a vacation
to the Bahamas. Caribbean getaways, yeah. Because they use the correlation in movies all the time, you know?
Yep. Yeah. Before people was going to Greece and Santorini, they was coming to the Bahamas, but.
And that made me think about offshore banking too. Like that's low key. What we know for it, like send the money to the Bahamas, right? Send money outside the Bahamas. I'm saying what the money for, but the money for some, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, and every story or something like where they be like, yo, Griselda used to move the bricks. They got when you scroll through, like okay, Cuba, Mexico, the Bahamas, and all of them. So
yeah, I remember like when I was younger, I know you had a reference to the Bahamas and like songs and stuff. It's always like. Either you're moving your money to the Bahamas, or you buy out an island in the Bahamas. So it's always like this playground sort of vibes, you know. Yeah, I guess that's what we own, right? Like we own like the idea, like paradise. And I would say our beaches have to be top 10, top 5, like easily. So I guess right now that's
our legacy. Did NASA shout us out one time? NASA, who? When they did one of this, NASA, they did like from the space station.
Yeah.
Talking about how pretty our waters are.
Prettiest waters, yeah.
Future did say, just set up a nigga in NASA, so.
And, you know, someone messed up Drake Bahamas trip. So, you know, it's always sort of associated with hospitality and tourism and stuff, which is cool, but it would be dope to be like have a couple more famous Bahamians. So y'all go there and get famous, man. Do the right thing. Get famous.
Right. Do the right thing. Get famous.
Isn't that what it's all about?
On a local front, internationally, on a local front, as far as icons go, hands down, with the honorary national anthem of the Bahamas, second Bishop Lee. It is well. It is well. Oh, like, man, I consider
my icon. Hold on. Before we get into that, I like where you're going. Right? I like where you're going with it. But before we go there, let's introduce this idea of what we're gonna do. So me and the boy have been talking and we were saying, you know, we wanna do our part for the culture, and just sort of identify who we think our culture icons are. And for this season of Culture Quest, we wanna come up with the Culture Icon of the Year award that we could say this person is a culture icon, no debating. We debating it. But at the end of the day, we know the bait. And this person is a culture icon in our eyes. That's what we want to do. And so we're going to nominate, each of us going to nominate two cultural icons. You have to build a case for it. You have to really, you know, make a case. Because there's many, many people that we could talk about. And each episode, we'll have a little bit of time to just sort of like debate about it, talk about it, talk it through, and eliminate one until we have like this season's crown, Culture Quest.
Yeah.
Culture icon, right? We got no money involved in this.
We got to name the award, like the
I was thinking the Conky.
Yeah, like the Golden Conk Award, yeah.
But then, to me, if you get awarded the Golden Conk, you got to like...
Hold on, wait, hold on, look at me, sure. Not the Conk. That is not this conversation, my guy.
Yeah. Not the Conk Award. Not the Conk Award?
Not a Conk Award, no.
Not the Conk Award. No, that don't roll off the tongue.
We can decide by the end of the... Yeah. The season with that award. I definitely like the name, idea naming it, the Bushcraft Award. But anyway, we can get into that. So we're gonna basically, sort of nominate our culture icon personally, and y'all can get on this too. Y'all can hit the comments and hit us up and say, hey, this person should be, you know, a culture icon, you know, like maybe we could do it like a People's Champ or something like that. But the idea is like, we do want to honor the goats of the culture, you know. And we believe in giving credit where it's due, and you know, culture is very nuanced and specific. So, you know, we gotta big up the culture icons and eyes. So that's something we want to do. But before we go into that, we have to sort of quickly lay out some criteria. You know, Jay kind of did it a little bit. We talk about you know, consistency, longevity, and stuff like that. But you know, first of all, they gotta be a behemoth. Gotta be vehement, gotta self-identify. None of that Tiger Woods stuff. He didn't think he was. Tiger said he was in block. But this person gotta say no, yeah, he's a vehement, right? So they need to have at least one memorable iconic moment. They don't have to be living, but no more than one passed away icon per pick. One politician per pick, if you're feeling political. And ideally, they don't have no criminal record. So, sorry, 90. But, you know, ideally no criminal record that we know of. And, you know, the idea is like they make you proud to be behemoth in some way, shape, or form. You build your case. There's no wrong answers. Only accept the wrong answers. And and so, yeah, now going and getting into it. Poof, you start us off nice and sweet. I hear you say something about a singing person.
Yeah, my first nominee goes to the author of, but not even the author, he remade our honorary national anthem, the singing bishop, Prophet Lawrence Rhoades. Hands down. Here's why now. Hear me out. The man is a philanthropist. He feeding the homeless. He feeding the people, bro. He doing a good deed. Besides his singing stardom, the man are deaf eating the homeless, bro.
I mean, that's what Jesus told us to do. Sing songs and feed hungry people. I think he doing that, right? I think that's a pretty good pick. I like that pick for culture icon. He's definitely iconic. Right?
Definitely. Okay, like,
I've seen
get People's Choice Award. I don't know. Fella popular, man.
One time I saw him in person and he was singing to my church, and this dude has Secret Service clear out the bathroom before he used the bathroom. And I was just happy to be a witness to this. He literally had like two dudes. Wow. And they was like clear. I was like, clear what? Like what threat would be in this bathroom? But I don't know. We don't know what ops the bishop of. That ain't our concern. That's a good first pick. Would you got Jay for your first nominee?
For my first, I have a singing bishop story, but I can save that. My first pick gotta be the legend with countless iconic moments. I feel like I might have thrown this out there, but I gotta come back and let y'all know. Darren Millar.
Oh man,
I thought about it.
Provocative.
Yeah, I thought about it, and Darren Millar When you say icon, you can't think of nobody else and not think of Darren Millar.
Yeah.
And when the straw market was on fire, who was there?
It was Darren.
When the first time we had a viable third party in the general elections, who was there to let us know that them third party niggas get zero?
Mm-hmm. No,
Before Daryl, I didn't even know we had a Coochie Camongalus as the last name. I didn't know.
We didn't know.
You're selling this point, boy.
I can't argue against it, man.
Yeah, as a
matter of fact, you have such a point. I mean, first of all, Daryl, crawl so we can run, dog. Like, look at this podcast. You think we'd be here without D Miller? Of course not, right?
The father of journalism. And production in the Bahamas.
I don't know if I got that far, but yeah, Daryl Miller, definitely cultural icon. As a matter of fact, he was one of my picks. So now I have to find another pick.
Okay.
But my first, my nominee is the late Miles Monroe, right? So we got
safe choice.
Professor, author, speaker, you know, businessman, consultant. The dude is brilliant, right? Like, not only he give us BFM, he give us all them youth group concerts, but he wrote literally well over 30 books. And then like he was a person who other leaders used to be like, I don't know what to do. Let me call Miles. Like, I mean, come on. You know what it is for like the president of Zimbabwe to be on their speed dial? Like, that was his level of influence. I remember there was a time when I was like, boy, this country going to hell in a hand basket. And I was like, you know what? But Miles Monroe is this.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he passed shortly after, and that was another set of grieving I had to do. But he was always someone that I respected as like really a sensible, wise figure in our country that was like, proud to be, you know what I mean? Like, proud to be Bahamian based on his contribution. So, my first nominee. My second was going to be Daryl's, and I got pivot. But you have a second nominee, Proof?
Yeah, my second nominee is for her contribution in music. Another artist, former artist, now artist again.
Mm-hmm.
Prophetess Sweet Emily.
Oh, yeah. You was jamming, you was listening to music while you was putting this.
I gotta put Sweet Emily on the list, man. She's made her contributions in the faith as of late,
yeah,
and then prior to this, you know, her musical contributions, being one of the top female, I would say she's one of the top Bahamian female artists in the country.
Definitely, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
there's no question. Like, make that she have like a catalog of music that you could like get like you probably most likely drunk, but then also.
Right,
music
right.
Now, you
like been on a collect.
The spirit, you know,
join your hands up, right?
That right. Show you
she well-rounded.
Longevity, not only like longevity in her music, but in her life and like how she could, even though she might have like this personal change, she's still able to give us that Emily that is sweet, right? That's dope. So. What about you? Your second pick, Jay. What you got for us?
Hold on, now. I will bring it forward to the committee. Earlier, we was talking about icons, and we said an icon could be a place or a thing, or we just leaving it to people, iconic people.
Well, I think if it's an institution, right? If it's like it's more than just a building, this is a Bahamian institution. I think I would like. Yeah, we can double back and now. All right.
Well, with those new rules stated, I have two picks that I was going to interchange with, but I'm going to go with.
It's like the draft pick.
As iconic. Super value.
Super value. What their slogan is? If you can't damn me.
Why do you get no slogan?
Nobody slogan is come buy food. That's it.
I told nobody
got a slogan. I got a Google list, but
they have to have a slogan. If y'all can tell us what Super Value slogan is, there's a prize in it for y'all. They can give y'all a ride to work.
Okay, now we can argue this, but let me tell you why Super Value iconic. because your Grammy and your Grammy used to go to Super Value.
Okay.
Sweet Emily, Miles Monroe, Don Miller, all of them.
Singing Bishop.
Super Value, dog. And Flip, he live in Super Value. You know how much, you know how much children were conceived in Super Value?
Wait, what?
Jesus?
Super Value by the Bahamian supermarket. That's the slogan.
Think about it.
I was like, you set this up for the perfect sponsorship for Super Value, and then the last one just.
And then look at it. Then look at it. What more iconic and brought our society together like Super Value stamps, though? You know, people's lives.
I found a stamp the other day, bro.
Look how excited you get when you know about Super Value stamps.
Listen, it's not a stamp. True.
I just thrown it out there. This might not stick, and I can go back to my iconic person. But if we talk about icons, Super Value got to be mentioned as one of the goats of goats. What it did for the city. That's what it did for the country. But my personal icon or the person of icon that I got to go with, I'd have to say, Right Honorable Ubin Ingram.
Too biggity.
Exactly. AKA.
I always know you was there for them. I always know. He's keeping that fire burning.
Listen. ain't nobody ever strike fail in the hearts of fellow MPs like Ubin Ingram. Ubin Ingram was a man of the people and did what had to be done, regardless of people around him if they disagree. Yeah. He had a vision.
What that vision was.
You drove me off. I practiced this speech. He had a vision. And when Sir Lyndon was gone, he picked up that torch. And he lit the way. Think about all the progress. Mm-hmm. All the laws that was put in place.
Like what? Like what is? It was what is landmark.
Let him finish his speech first, man.
Let me finish.
That's my bad for fact checking you. Go ahead.
So when you think of great men in this country, lawmakers, people that set us in a direction, who did that more than you, Biggity, though? Papa. Your pop. Well, he's your pop. He influenced so much other politicians.
So Tom Kirkwest,
Tommy T. Hey,
Tanya, let the record show that we have no political ties, folks. We have no political ties.
But you all remember Ivor Daniel?
Exactly. Who you think bring up Tanya? I couldn't be for Tanya.
That was under Tommy T, though. I think that was under Tommy T, but that's okay.
Tommy T and me? All the bangers? Yeah. Because
you
big
leader. That's my number two pick. I appreciate how you come in.
Hold on, what it is? I can do both. That's like bipartisan. I don't know what the DNA one is.
I just gonna say that's a two bodies, so but yeah, that's you make a strong case, definitely. I mean I really don't like how you take my Darren Miller. But because my honorable mention is whoever sing Independence Morning and I Candy. But I guess
hold on, I Candy,
yeah, he did just say I Candy and browse over, but like, he ain't say,
bro, hold on, you know how much retouched photos your eyes have gazed upon in the last decade because of I Candy. You're telling me you never take a portrait of Eye Candy with your shirt off?
Every picture was blemish free, bro.
You didn't have no blemishes. It wasn't a thing. What is a blemish? None of Eye Candy.
Exactly, none.
Eye Candy, where your blemishes are no longer. That's what they tagline. I don't know what the tagline is, but that's what it should be. Right? So we got Eye Candy / Mr. Photo. If we're talking about an institution. All your passport photos from Mr. Photo. Every last one of them. They have a photo of every Bahamian somewhere in their file.
In our Grammy. You're right. At all phases. Infancy straight up.
Have photos in there somewhere in their file. right? Think about the amount of beautiful pictures that sitting in people's Grammy house. That was really the brainchild of Mr. Photo and or Eye Candy. Now, Eye Candy, I would say, specializes more in the maternity demographic, right? And they've held us down. Many children have been. So all them babies from Super Value, right? Like, you bring that over now, the Eye Candy. And you don't even have stretch marks on your belly, but I digress. You don't have no stretch marks because Eye Candy don't do that. They don't do blemish.
Yeah, brush that to pieces.
Mr. Photo, you got $3. You could get a picture. I mean, I think we have to acknowledge the great work that Mr. Photo and Eye Candy has done for this country. But also, I want to acknowledge in this moment the Rasta who's painted by Yellow Elder. Let me tell you something about them peanuts. Okay? Them peanuts been a commodity in that community. You know how much taxes, you know how much VAT dollars have gone through that peanut industry? Anybody, this boy do not age. He's saying the same slogan. He's the one who came up with "Don't be shy, give it a try." Might I remind you? Might I remind you? Do not be shy. Give them peanuts a try. That's iconic right there. But because you take my real one, I guess I gotta. I wasn't fully prepared, but I'm gonna go ahead and nominate my real second nominee. Y'all gotta come back to me. Go ahead.
Right, while you're thinking, but your second nominee, my honorable mention is we gotta give shout out. First off, let me preempt it by saying that my honorable mention is a location, is a place.
And okay, that works. Right? That works.
Right. This place is probably one of the best food chains in the country. Hands down.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's? Bertha's Go-Go Wendy's. Ribs, my boy.
Oh, my Wendy's. God.
When? Oh, niggas say Wendy? Bertha's Go-Go Ribs.
Long you have Bertha's Go-Go? You live in the South, so I mean, I don't know.
Bertha's been at it for a minute, and I mean, they had a location closed down, but hey, the one on Maki Street still left.
There's still a Bertha's?
Ribbon. Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir.
One second.
Bertha's still at it, my guy.
Bertha's Go-Go Ribs?
Bertha's Go-Go Ribs.
Please contact us immediately. Yes. All right.
Bertha's is still in operation, my guy.
We could do some business, all right? Like, wow, that's crazy. Yes. What are the 75 years of excellence in barbecuing?
Might have been at it and still at it.
Wow.
And the ribs still good.
Well, you know what, Proof? I hear you. And I'm going to go ahead and just say Dirties. Yeah. That's my nominee.
I can't even. I ain't got nothing to say.
Hold that's on. That's my second back. One. It's Miles Monroe and his Dirties.
Hold on. Let's take a moment of silence for Miss Davis, the proprietor of Dirties, who passed away in 2020. Let's just have a moment of silence for her. All right. Now, with that being said,
yeah,
this tough right here because we got Bertha's. We got Dirties and we got Super Value. I feel like that's the trifecta right there. You can't
right there. Yeah, it's the trifecta.
The only thing with seeing that is probably Goodman's Bay. That's the only thing. But even that,
now, I will say there's a place that washes your presses and entertains you. But I think we have to pick our bottles. Right? We have to pick our bottles.
Saved it for another episode.
Yeah, that's tough.
Saved it for another episode. Yeah.
So we got Bertha's. We got Super Value, and then we got 30s.
And for my two, was Darryl.
Got Darryl.
Hero Miller.
Okay.
And Papa, the Right Honorable,
Hubert.
Dot Biggity. Hubert Menace. Proof, who was your two again?
Is Hubert Menace or Ingram?
Oh, Ingram, sorry.
So you would be
this. I mean, they both read anyway, so.
sorry about that.
And my two was the honorary national anthem singer, Prophet Bishop Lawrence Roll, and another singing prophet, Bishop. Prophetess Sweet Emily.
Sweet Emily. All right. And then I had Miles Monroe. And
Rasta from Yellowella.
Rasta Uzella Peanut from Yellowella. Yeah. That's a really good combo.
You have like a name?
No, that's it. Bubble. Some people like to say bubble. I don't know. I'm on that level. I just say Rasta.
All right. Well, there we have it. That's the six. They go up against each other for icons.
That's more than six, eh?
So that's six people, and then that's three institutions or three places.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So before we go, as we wrap up, we need to kill one of these. I don't want to use the term kill because some people.
I just want to say.
Pass. But if we had to lose. You know what we do next episode? Y'all stay tuned.
Yeah.
Y'all stay tuned. This is our picks. Our picks for Culture Icons, Bertha's Go-Go Ribs, Super Value, and Dirty Sonic. I just list off our sponsors. And then we got of course, what I write the thing on, Darryl Miller, the goated one, Hugh Biggity, the biggity one, Singing Bishop, it is well. Sweet Emily, she is now safe. God bless her. And the late great Miles Monroe. So that's our culture icons. I think that's a really, really strong list. Then honorable mentions. We have some really good honorable mentions as well. So as we go through the season, we're gonna basically go through and shorten that list until there is one place and one person that we could say, hey. This is ours. This is ours as a culture. So stay tuned, and then like I said, you can tell us who you think deserve it most. We will come up with a name for this award. We gotta do the right one. We gotta pick the right thing. But yeah, thanks so much for tuning in the Culture Quest. Looking forward to having a great season 2. Appreciate y'all dudes coming through again. Link up.
Bon fish for Willie. Oh, bitch, for Oli?
We ain't got a license for that. No,
oh, yeah.